Nolte, hours after Kavanaugh threat, Biden predicts mini revolution if Roe overturned. By John Nolte on June 9, 2022. After 100 plus days of hiding from the media, his fraudulency Joe Biden appeared on Jimmy Kimmel's basement rated late show and predicted a mini revolution if the atrocity called Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court. Biden's eliminationist rhetoric about mini revolutions came just hours after police arrested a man with a gun and burglar tools in Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's neighborhood. Authorities claim he was determined to murder Kavanaugh. Why? Because in a leaked document, Kavanaugh signed on to overturn Roe. Police also say the man was upset over mass shootings. And now $5 a gallon Joe is on television speaking approvingly of revolutions should Roe v. Wade be overturned. This is the same Biden who encouraged unruly protests in front of justices' homes, despite a law that outlaws that exact thing. I don't think the country will stand for it, Biden said of a possible Roe defeat in the Supreme Court on Kimmel. If in fact the decision comes down the way it does, and these states impose the limitations they're talking about, it's going to cause a mini-revolution and they're going to vote these folks out of office. Watch below. As someone on Twitter said, imagine if Trump said this after someone tried to assassinate Sonia Sotomayor. Revolution? Revolution? Won't stand for it? Why use such rhetoric just hours after police say a man with a gun was found in Kavanaugh's neighborhood intending to murder him? Let's start with the obvious, Biden's language is deliberate and intentional. Imagine you are a Supreme Court justice, one of the five who at least according to this leaked draft, signed on to overturn Roe in just hours, mere hours, after police say a man was caught attempting to murder one of your colleagues. The President of the United States is on television speaking approvingly of revolution. Of course, it's an intimidation tactic. What else could it be? You want to see what a left-wing mini-revolution looks like? Report, Antifa attacks a crisis pregnancy center in Portland, fuck CPC. Report, pregnancy center vandalized with threatening, pro-abortion messages. Report, perp vandalizes crisis pregnancy center in Washington, leaves menacing message. Crisis pregnancy center attacked on Facebook after Patricia Heaton tweets support. Report, Madison anti-abortion headquarters set on fire. Vandalized, graffitied. Never forget who we are dealing with here. These are the same Democrats who encouraged, defended, and bailed out the terrorists who burned down dozens of Democrat-run cities during a year of race riots. Watch below. When a Democrat uses the term revolution, they mean violent revolution. These people are fascists who know they cannot get their way at the ballot box, so they have resorted to political violence. The only good news is that no one watches Kimmel.